That answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyForNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's going to be interesting to see what the next move by the left is going to be. There's a lot of calls on Congress to essentially change the filibuster rule, make it a standing filibuster. Somebody's got to stand on their feet and talk for as long as they can, but then when they sit down, you move on. Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin are standing in the way of that. We'll talk about that. We'll also get to more of your calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. Coming up next, Tony Grady, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. What does a lieutenant governor do, pray tell? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The leak of a draft opinion from the Supreme Court on overturning Roe v. Wade has created a firestorm on Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says voting to overturn Roe v. Wade would be an abomination.
If this report is accurate, the Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years, not just on women, but on all Americans. Under this decision, our children will have less rights than their parents.
While Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the leak was a stunt aimed at pressuring the justices and rallying the far left.
Never before in modern history has an internal draft been leaked to the public while the justices were still deciding a case. Never before. Whoever committed this lawless act knew exactly what it could bring about.
Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed the authenticity of the draft and said he's ordered an investigation into what he called an egregious breach of trust. Employers posted a record 11.5 million job openings in March. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on what's ahead for the job market.
Where do things go from here? Well, that is uncertain. The Fed is raising short-term interest rates to fight inflation. The COVID stimulus from the federal government is gone, and the war in Ukraine has clouded the economic outlook. Despite strong hiring, the nation is still 1.6 million jobs short of the number it had in February of 2020, just before COVID hit the economy.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 67 points, the Nasdaq rose 27, the S&P 500 advanced 20. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. But now I am a candidate for Nevada governor. Somebody's got to fix things. In the process, I have come to realize that very few gubernatorial candidates have displayed any genuine personal integrity. Take the sad case of Reno DUI lawyer Joey Gilbert. Joey goes around the state falsely claiming his lawsuits allowed our churches to reopen. Baloney. You see, folks, Joey didn't file the lawsuit that went to the Ninth Circuit Court. He didn't file it, litigate it, or win it. In truth, Joey's name is not on any of the court documents. What kind of man takes credit for another attorney's work? A guy that cannot be trusted. If lying comes so easy to him, what will Joey G. try to pull if elected governor? Paid for by Simon for Nevada. I'll fight for what you want. But I need your help to become Nevada governor.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. According to her campaign spokesman, Las Vegas Councilwoman Michelle Fiore was hospitalized yesterday after a car crash. Fiore, a candidate for state treasurer, was taken to University Medical Center Trauma Center and was treated for a concussion and several broken bones, according to Steve Walsh, her campaign spokesman. A statement from her campaign office thanked Metro Police and the Las Vegas Fire Department for their response. Fiore was released from the hospital earlier this morning and is expected to make a full recovery. Well, the body found in a barrel at Lake Mead this weekend may have been dumped there in the 1980s. Police officials say they're working with UNLV scientists to get a better handle on the timeline using the corrosion of the barrel and the surrounding marine life. Police say the find was only made possible by Lake Mead's rapidly dropping water levels. They said the barrel did not wash ashore, but was made visible by the lake's dropping water level. They say they also recovered some items inside the barrel, hoping to ID the body. Well, Tom Jones is coming to the Encore October 7th, one and only show, 81 years old. Tom Jones.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a crash. It's on the left shoulder. That's Interstate 515 westbound. It's before the construction zone there, before Eastern. And then ahead of that, you do have lane restrictions all the way into the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 east at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Fad Alger and the good folks at Inspire Solar Solutions. Find out how you can immediately save 10 to 20% on your NV energy bill. Plus federal tax incentives for a limited time, you can save 26% on installation. Plus no out-of-pocket costs. I repeat, no out-of-pocket costs. That's Inspire Solar Solutions. The phone number, 702-518-9646. That's 702-518-9646. Tell Thad that Kevin sent you. Always good to have on the program a guy that, to me, is amazing. He is absolutely amazing. He's got a compelling personal story, a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Air Force. He was a test pilot and a pilot, and he has served his country proudly. Now he wants to serve again as a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. He is Tony Grady, and he is joining us. Where are you calling us from today?
Hello, Kevin. Thank you for welcoming me. I am up home in Reno today.
Wow. Wow. Well, very good. The race is continuing. We're into May. We got early voting coming up on the 28th of May. We can see Election Day off in the future. Tell me, give me a kind of a status report on your candidacy right now.
Well, I have a big announcement that I'm really excited about in my candidacy as we've moved along, that the Nevada Republican Party has endorsed me as the lieutenant governor candidate. I'm proud of that. Of all the candidates that were running, and there's seven of us, I received the highest percentage of votes for the endorsement.
Well, congratulations. That is a feather in your cap. Give me a sense of what these final weeks of the campaign are going to be like for you. Are you crisscrossing the state? Are you having bus trips or whatever? Tell me what you're going to be doing for these final weeks.
Yes, I have been to every county in Nevada because I think someone in my position should do that so that they listen to the voices of the Nevadans. I will continue to do that. I will go through the counties probably each once again, at least once again. So we'll be crisscrossing the state. As you have me on the radio, I will be going out on the airwaves so that people will know. Liberty Watch magazine also endorsed me as a lieutenant governor candidate, and they gracefully submitted a magazine with an article about me in it, so people can read a little bit more about me. So that literature is circling the state. We are trying to get people to be engaged because the early ballots are out, and we want people to take a hard look because we win this election in the primary. Yes, though you win the primary, you have to go through the general. We win in the primary because we have to get the best candidate to go forward, and I am the best candidate of the candidates we have for lieutenant governor. So I'll be hustling these last days to keep people engaged.
Let me ask you, a lot of people ask me, what does a lieutenant governor actually do? Can you run down the list of things that a lieutenant governor does once they're sworn into office?
Kevin, I would be glad to, and they need to know that. The lieutenant governor is a member of the governor's cabinet. He's the president of the Senate, the chair of the Nevada Commission on Tourism. He's the chair of the advisory board on outdoor recreation, the vice chair of the board of transportation, a member of the board of economic development, a member of the executive branch audit committee. He's a member of the Keep Nevada Working Task Force. And probably one of the most important ones is that, of course, if something happens to the governor, he will fill that role. But he's also responsible to make sure that if anything happens to any elected official in Nevada, that that position is filled as soon as possible for continuity of government. Those are the responsibilities of the lieutenant governor.
Everybody's been pointing at Virginia's win, Glenn Youngkin, and how he involved parents in his campaign. Are parents going to be a keystone of your campaign? And what is it that you need to tell parents out there as they get engaged in this election?
Well, I just want to just first answer it from this standpoint, that the lieutenant governor is the point man for business, because the lieutenant governor will know more about workforce requirements than anybody in the state. So the businesses in the future depend on a workforce, and the quality of your workforce is directly related to the quality of education. So where there's a huge intersection with the parents in Nevada that I am on their side is that with us being last in pre-K through 12, we need to fix that so that our businesses will have a brighter future. So I am going to be an advocate for school choice, and I know that Nevada parents would like that.
Let me just ask you, we have tried a lot of different things in education. We've got here in the Clark County School District, we have Zoom schools, we have Victory schools, we have all kinds of different whiz-bang programs, but nothing seems to work. What is missing from our educational system?
I think a lot of things in terms of that school choice relates to this. So I'll kind of answer it this way. I recently visited a charter school here in Reno, and that school is doing outstanding work. So we have many individual schools in our state that are doing outstanding work. But the reality is that the bulk of our public school students are the bulk of the pupils that are going through. And in my opinion, the educators are not doing the right thing. And I want to be very clear here. I am on the side of teachers. They are in the trenches. I think they're doing the best that they can. I think in a lot of cases they have a lot more regulation work put on them than should be. But in terms of administration, we have to change what we are doing. So, again, there are individual schools that are doing well. However, in aggregate, our public schools are not doing well, and they need to change the approach to what they're doing.
Let me ask you a question that has nothing to do with the lieutenant governor's job, but it's the news of the day, and it's word that the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, is going to overturn Roe v. Wade after 50 years of settled law. I don't think you're an attorney. I know you're a test pilot by trade, but I'm curious what you think of what is happening in D.C., and now there are calls to pack the court and all kinds of things like that.
Well, it's really kind of interesting and sad that people want to look at the court and enter in partisan-type thoughts. But if you think about it, our Constitution, which is government, you know, for our people, for everybody being treated the same way, the way I understand it and what I've read about what this decision is that the justices have determined that the law was written very poorly. And it's not so much that they're overturning per se. I think what their sense is that the choice for the American people should be decided at the lowest level, which means at the state level. So I think their intent is that this law that was rushed through, or I can't really say rushed through, but I can say poorly written, because that appears of what the brief has said. And remember, this is just a draft brief. It's going to go through more iterations. I think what they're saying is that this is something that the states should discuss. And I remember back when Roe versus Wade was first being litigated, that was a big argument as to whether the federal government should be taking this on or whether it should be decided at the state level. So I think we're just getting back to that.
Let me ask you, your campaign continues on in these final weeks up to the primary election, and then, of course, the general election in November. If folks want to help your campaign, if they want to help you personally get out the word, how do they go about doing it?
Well, I would like people to go to my website, TonyGradyForNevada.com, and that's Tony Grady, F-O-R, Nevada.com. They can read all about my positions. I need people to donate. But actually, there's a button on there that says donate, then there's one that says volunteer, and then there's one that says stay informed. The reason this is important is I'm a grassroots candidate. I'm not beholden to anyone. I am running because of the people of Nevada, and I'm seeking the people of Nevada to support me so that I will be able to follow through on this and be their voice, because their voice matters. So people will go to my website and take a look, and if they like what they see, please donate. And if there's any expertise that they have, volunteer. And together, we're going to get this done, and we're going to have a state government that listens to the voice of the people.
And what's that website again?
The website is TonyGradyForNevada.com. Tony Grady, F-O-R, Nevada.com.
Tony, always good to visit with you. Be careful out on the campaign trail. We will talk again soon, I promise.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on. See you later, Kevin.
There you go, Tony Grady. And by the way, that was a great answer on the Roe v. Wade thing. No, it really was. I thought it was a very, very good, concise answer to a complex question. So thanks to Tony Grady, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to get a reaction from the Heritage Foundation, Sarah Parshall Perry. You'll hear from her coming up in just a few minutes. She's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And we'll talk about what has gone down over the last 12, 13, 14 hours. The leaking of a draft memo from Samuel Alito to other justices, and it is a majority decision in Roe v. Wade to overturn. This is amazing, amazing stuff. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NMLS 64367.
Gunowners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gunowners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
My brother RJ had me believe that he knew exactly what he was taking, but I don't think that during those times he was ever necessarily sober. We lost RJ at 32 to a prescription opioid overdose.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, Ted Cruz coming out with a statement. I firmly denounce the leak of this draft opinion. This shocking leak is a shameful besmirchment of the Supreme Court, and it has done irreparable damage already. I hope whoever is responsible for the leaked draft opinion is fired, prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and sentenced to appropriate time in jail. That from Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas. The National Football League has been busy investigating. Remember that story about how a team was paying a coach bonuses for losing games? This is an amazing story, and gentleman Jim Dallas has been following it. Do we have some closure to this story, maybe?
Well, we're getting there. Let's put it that way, because it's got a couple of different layers to it here, Kevin. Now, of course, we all remember, those of us who are NFL fans and big football fans, the Cleveland Browns had a horrendous run for a two-year period. In 2016, they went 0-16 and then followed that up with a 1-15 record, so 1-31 in two seasons. And the head coach at that time, Hugh Jackson of the Cleveland Browns, later after he was fired, and he was fired, he only won three games out of 40, Kevin. We finally found somebody with a worse record than the Reds this year. That's awful. That's a whole other set of issues right there for me. But 3-36-1 was his record. Now, he has since been hired by Grambling State University to be their head coach. And since he was fired in 2018, he's made some public statements. Well, in these public statements coming out and talking about this, he basically said that he